are celebrated. In America, the skies roar as Columbia, the first space shuttle, blasts off. But as winter descends, so does the chilling news of martial law in Poland. 1982, Argentina invades Falklands, and Spielberg captures their imaginations. Unemployment rises above 3 million. With the threat of cruise missiles, 20,000 women go to war to save Godfrey's. Britain gets its fourth TV station. Princess Di gives us a royal heir. The IRA bring horror to Hyde Park. Brezhnev dies in Russia, and Israel invades Lebanon. 1983, as protesters get into their stride at Greenham, Ronald Reagan promises to make Star Wars a frightening reality. Back on Earth, the Soviets admit to shooting down the Korean Airlines. Maggie Thatcher triumphs again, and America's first woman astronaut is in space. For Grenada, it's an American invasion. 1984, after 12 weeks, the struggling miners still battle on, and in Brighton, the PM and Cabinet narrowly escape death as an IRA bomb rips through the Grand Hotel in Brighton. Yvonne Fletcher is gunned down, and her murderer flies away, a free man. Rajiv Gandhi fights to save his country after the assassination of his mother. Millions face starvation in Ethiopia. 1985, Mikhail Gorbachev, the Soviet leader, washed out of scattered Greek miners, union votes to end the national strike. The Rainbow Warrior of Greenpeace is damaged in New Zealand by two bombs. Live Aid rocks the world for the hungry. A policeman attacks to death in London. Reagan in Geneva said the world is now a safe place. 1986, space shuttle explodes on takeoff. Swedish PM is shot dead in the streets. Pickets clash in Wapping. Reagan bombs Libya. Keep your head down. Russian nuclear reactor is ablaze. 1987, Peru government attack UN. Argentinian president ends arms revolt. Gorbachev makes new offer on arms cuts. Reagan has set blast US frigate. Thatcher is elected for a third term. Britain, spy country is banned, but anyone can buy in America. A storm hits the stock market on Black Monday. 1988, SAS gun down IA unit in Gibraltar. Mesrour returns as French president. US warship shoot down Iranian airliner. Bush is elected as US president. Thatcher speaks for Polish freedom. Britain is shot by two disasters in 9 days, and Edward Wilson resigns over Stalin and Edgar. 1989, the Berlin Wall is torn down. Freedom sweeps the east. In China, a light of hope in Tiananmen Square is extinguished. In Romania, the people fight against the dictator of Ceausescu, and with his death they win. But once it seems hope and good can prevail. 1990, Saddam Hussein invades Kuwait. UN troops leap to face the unknown horrors of modern warfare. Mandela is free. Soviets pull out of Czechoslovakia, and Maggie Thatcher resigns. 1991, the waiting is over. The Gulf explodes. Never has such a powerful force been unleashed against one nation. The bombardment against Iraq is relentless. The end comes quickly. As the victorious survivors celebrate after conquering the battle against terrorists, just as they're involved in what we are. The enemy begins a vicious circle. The words of John Scrawley. It seems life goes on, changing for the better. The runaway white smile and smile. We look through closing eyes. We try and resist the danger. In Yugoslavia,